Aleishur, Chelek Beis, Shin, Nun, Beis. Vad Revi'i, Pesukei de Zimra. Besidurei HaSefaradim Rishum Lehem Tfilas HaYitzira. So in the Sidurim and the Sfaradim, as a heading to Pesukei de Zimra, that section, it says Tfilas HaYitzira. Zeis Eimeres Kikan Nimtzim Ba'ilam Yoyser Gevoah, higher than Olam HaAsiya that we were discussing before. This is a higher world. כאן איננו מדברים על תנועיסינו הפרטיוס שבהן אנו רואים אמונה. Here we do not discuss our individual motions, gestures in which we see אמונה, as discussed above, אלא על עניינים הכוללים בסכל עולם, but rather concepts that encompass the entire world. כל פרק תהילים כאן מבאר סוגיה שלמה בהנהגת בוראס העולם. So every פרק of תהילים here in פסוקי דזמרה explains a whole sugya in the way that the Creator conducts his world, leads it. וצריכים ללמוד כל סוגיה בעיון. And each סוגיה here needs to be learned in depth. כיצד? How are we going to do that? ב-18 אנו מסעמקים על כל מילה ומילה. In 18 we analyze each word. וכאן צריכים לסס לב לתוכן כל פרק. Here, what needs to be done is to pay attention to the theme of each chapter, the content of each chapter. והם נקראים פסוקי דזמרה, in the sense of song, וכך אנו אומרים דברך שלפניהם ולאחריהם, we mention this point in the bracha that precedes them and the one that follows them. המהולל בפעמוי, he is praised by the mouth of his nation, משובח ומפואר בלשון חסידו בעבדיו, ושירי דוד עבדך, he is praised particularly through the songs of דוד עבדך, נללך השם מקוד בשבחויס וזמירויס, and we conclude ברוך אתה השם מלך מהולל בתשבחויס. And afterwards, ki lechon ha'e Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avotenu, shir u'shvacha. Again, mention the concept of shir, halel v'zimra. These are more terms for song. Baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech gadol batishvachos abochem shiri zimra. Question, ma'u inyan ha'shira v'zimra? What is this concept of song? Hevei omer, the answer is, hakara sichlis greida. When a person has a mere intellectual insight, a person reaches a certain understanding, Einah maspika kedei lehagia leshira. That is not enough to jolt one into song. Shira misparetzet rak mitoch chavaya hamakifas kol koyecheseinu. Song breaks out only from an experience that encompasses all of our faculties. Chavaya choyderes lesech hanefesh v'afilu haguf. An experience that penetrates into the nefesh and even then into the body. Ha'ispa'alus shel nefesh v'guf b'yachad. When the nefesh and the body together are moved, ba'al idei bita bitui b'shira u'machol. That comes is expressed through song and dance. This is a point we made above on daf shin zayin. Laze alenu lagia b'pesukei dezimra. And this is really the intention, the objective of pesukei dezimra, an experience that encompasses not just the intellect, but also the nefesh and the body together, to the point where a person is almost, well, is motivated to sing. מעתה, from this point, הננו מרמזים על תוכן הפרקים. From this point on, we're going to hint, give an indication of the theme of each פרק, the content thereof. הוידו לשם קראו וישמוי, עד ובנביאי אל תראו. That first section, אמרו בתמיד של שחר. These are פסוקים that were recited as part of קורבן תמיד של שחר. ונשירו לשם כל הארץ עד ויאמרו כל העם אמן והולל לשם, אמרו בתמיד של בן הארבעים. So we have here פסוקים that were said in the תמיד של שחר and in the afternoon. הפסוקים הם המשך אמירת הקורבנות. This obviously is connected to the previous section in the סידור, which is the section of קורבנות. אך שעל כן בסידורי נוסח ספרד, it follows therefore, it's logical, and so it is in סידורי נוסח ספרד, בא ברוך שמע רק אחרי הוידו. Baruch Shama begins after Hoidu, because these psukim, which in our Sidurim follow Baruch Shama, are connected to the previous section of the Korbanos. At any rate, Acharei Shnei Kta'im Hanal Tiknu Lo Ma Psukei Derachamim. After these two sections, there are certain psukim of Rachamim. Now, Veshuv. Again, the point that we keep on making, Haschala Sapeki Hoidu, Hoidu Lashem Ke Uvishmoi. That's the beginning. Haschalas hakol yakaras hatov l'kadosh baruch hu. The beginning of everything is gratitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shitzricha lemalo yiseisanu me'asechel ve'adaguf, which needs to permeate us from intellect to body. V'chein haperek haba, the next paragraph too, hu mizmor le'seida, shamu bish'as hakravas korban teida, that was recited at the time of bringing a korban teida, le'arba'a tzichim le'idais, the four categories of people who are required to bring a korban teida, וארבעה אלה אנו כוללים את עצמנו. We include ourselves with these four categories. כי מי מאיתנו אינו צריך להודות לקדוש ברוך הוא. Who among us does not need to thank הקדוש ברוך הוא מצד כל המאורעות שעוברים עלינו. From the perspective of all the events that befall us, and everything, all the experiences we have. ועוד זה, furthermore, באומרנו מזמור לתהילה, when we say this פרק, אנו מודים לקדוש ברוך הוא על כל העולם הנפלא הזה שרסן לנו. We thank הקדוש ברוך הוא for the entire wondrous world that he presented us with. אשר כל אחד ואחד רואה בחוכמה יתברך. Each individual sees the wisdom of הקדוש ברוך הוא in it ומרגיש חסדו איתנו. And senses his chesed. ולכן, and therefore, הריעו לשם כל הארץ. That the entire, all the inhabitants of this earth should praise Hashem. יפדו את השם בשמחה. בוא לפניו ברננה, דעו כי השם האלוקים הוא עשנו ולוי אנחנו. Now it's written as ולוי אנחנו. He made us, not us. We didn't make ourselves. כי בעל הגאווה מדמה באמס שהוא עשה את עצמו. We've made this point before when we discussed אהבה in the second shar, גאווה rather, in the second shar. The בעל גאווה imagines that he made himself. In modern terminology, he's a self-made man. כפרעי שומע לי יאורי ואני עשי סיני. The Nile is mine and I created myself, a pasuk in Yechezkel Chavtes. Ad kedei kach magia oimek ha-ga'ava. That's how far ga'ava can go. V'cha'asher loy anachnu asinu es atzminu. When we recognize we did not make ourselves, then veloy kri anachnu. The kri here is not lamed aleph, but rather lamed vav. We are his. Yeah, so the ksiv is veloy anachnu, we did not make ourselves. The kri is veloy anachnu, we are his. Amoy v'tzomer isoy, his nation and his flock. Lo yizbarach anachnu ovdim, we serve him. V'u mashgiach anen kiru'e al tzenohi. And he supervises us like a shepherd tending his flock. Then, ve'ad doir v'doir emunosoy. His emuna, we refer to Hashem's emuna, extends from generation to generation, his faithfulness. Al pasuk eil emuna ve'in ovel behazinu. So on that pasuk, which describes a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a God of emuna, a faithful God, kasu b'sifri, the Sifri comments, she'emin ba'olam uveroy. Kadosh Baruch Hu has he'emin ba'olam and created it. What does that mean? V'niflao, this is a wonderful point. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol ma'amin ba'olam uvechol do vado she'giu lamatera. Kadosh Baruch Hu believes that the world and every generation will reach its intended target, its destiny. לפי הבנסנו הקטנה, צריך לזה באמס אמונה בלי גבול. According to us, to our understanding, one really needs for this tremendous אמונה. שקירוצי חומר, that physical beings, עם כל כוחי הרע השולטים בהם, with all of the negative inclinations that they have, יגיעו למטרה שהקדוש ברוך הוא הציב להם. Will really reach the target that הקדוש ברוך הוא has placed for them, the objective. אכן שבח גדול הוא, and therefore, well, this is a great praise for הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי עד הדור ודור אמון עשוי, that with every generation he has trust that they will fulfill their objectives and his objectives for them and do what they're supposed to do. Al Ashrei, אמרו בברכות דף דלת, regarding Ashrei, the Gemara in ברכות דף דלת says, כל האומר תהילה לדוד בכל יום שלוש פעמים, one recites this פרק, three times daily, מובטח הוא שהוא בן עולם הבא. He is assured that he is a ben olam haba. V'heir admo al zeh, Rav Yerucha made the point about this, shekedei liyos ben olam haba al yedei amira zoi, to be a ben olam haba through reciting this perek, tzechim ladas keitzad le'omri. One needs to know how to say it. Ufashutu, it's obvious, and this is really the point of Rav Yerucha. Ki al yedei amira peshuta shel perek tehilim echad, through the mere recitation of one chapter of Tehillim, lo nihye adam ben olam haba. A person does not become ben olam haba. It depends on how one says this. Kedai amal shel asrei shanim al perek zeh. Toiling for decades on this chapter is worthy. That's what's necessary. Kedai la'amod al oitzim tochnu, in order to really ascertain the colossal nature of its content. Nivtzar mitan l'harich b'perek zeh. It's beyond us to elaborate here on this chapter. הללי נפשי את השם, that follows אשרי. נעשה פרק זה הוא הנפש. The subject of this chapter is the נפש. רמב"ן על הפסוק, אס השם אליקיך תירא ויעשה שעבוד. This is רמב"ן that you quoted a number of times in a lecture. In פרשס ואסחנן. The רמב"ן writes, ויהיה פירוש ויעשה שעבוד. The meaning of you shall serve him, you shall worship him, שתהיה לו בכל עיס כעבד הקנוי המשרס לפני עד עיניו. That you become like an עבד who serves his master, שיעשה מלאכת רבו עיקר וצורכי עצמוי ארעי. He makes his master's agenda עיקר and his own needs secondary. עד שיבואי מזה למה שמור. From that he develops into what Chazal describes as בכל מעשיך יהיו לשם שמיים, all your deeds for the sake of שמיים, שאפילו צורכי גופו יהיו לשם עבודת השכל יהיו. Even his most mundane physical needs will be for עבודת השם. יאכל ויישן ויעשה צרכיו כדי קיום הגוף לעבוד. He's eating and he's sleeping, and all other physical activities are in order to sustain the body for avodah. ויסכוון בכל צורכי הגוף למקרא שכתוב, אהללה את השם בחיי, הזמרה לאלוקי בידי. And in all the needs of this body, the person intends what the pasuk expresses as, אהללה את השם בחיי, הזמרה לאלוקי בידי. That's the Ramban. אין ראוי לעבודת השם להישאר כחוי ומוטל עלינו או דבר מבחוץ. It's not appropriate for עבודת השם to remain as some obligation. We see it as an obligation that's incumbent upon us, something on the outside. אלא היא צריכה להתאפס בעצם הנפש ובעצם החיים. That's what the Ramban uses the pasuk, אהללה את השם בחיי. The avodah has to be associated with the inside, and with actual life. זוהי מדרגה גבוהה, this is the high level, שהרמב"ן מסדר עיסה רק אחרי שאדם נכנס לסוד העבדות. Ramban places it only after a person has become an Eved Hashem, וזכה לעשות אחר כך מעשיו לשם שמיים, and then gets to the level of מעשיו לשם שמיים. What is the beginning of this level? השכלה למדרגה זוהי, אל תבטחו בנדיבים. Don't rely on those who are wealthy, generous. אשרי, etc. סברוי על השם אלוהיו. He puts his gaze on Hashem. That's who he trusts. And the Gemara in Horayu is David Aleph comments, שאין על גביו אלא השם אלוהיו. That's the only thing, the only authority answers to. אין על גביו, there's nothing upon him except הקדוש ברוך הוא. Nothing else. שיתהר, שתיהר עצמו מהחנף. He's completely purified and cleansed himself of flattery. כמלך ממש, like a king, who's got nobody above him. השימר אמס לעולם, what is that phrase? השימר אמס לעולם, he preserves truth forever. The Gaon Mevilna the comments, שיהיה העולם שקול. הקדוש ברוך הוא ensures that the world is balanced. יש איזון בעולם בין כוחי הטוב והרע. There's a balance in the world between the forces of good and evil. כי הד החגיגה דפי, חז"ל express it, for example, in דפי of מסכת חגיגה. They quote this פסוק, עבודה עצה מבנים, which connotes the fact that Bnei Yisrael lost counsel, and the comment Nisrecha Chochmasam Shel Umos Ha'Olam, and at the same time the Chochma of Umos Ha'Olam has also been undermined. In brackets, Bapasuk Ksiv Ha'enot Chochma BeTeiman. The pasuk speaks about rhetorically is there no more wisdom in Teiman? Aveda Itzam Ibanim MiYisrael. They lose their counsel. Kloimar, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen le'olam lagi le'matzav she'yu kufrim bagoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not allow the world to reach a stage where there are heretics and enemies of Hashem among the goyim, u'v'chlal Yisrael lo yeh mi she'yuchal lifroch esam. Where in Bnei Yisrael there's no ability to counter their arguments. There's always a balance. So no matter what situation you have among the goyim, no matter what kefirah you have, among Klal Yisrael, there will be those who will be able to counter their arguments. Zeu Hashemer Emes Le'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu preserves the truth in the sense of Shiyah Olam Shakul. The world is balanced in this way. Kachu Bichlal V'gam Bafad. This applies in general to the world and also to the individual. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shemer Gam Al Shivui HaMishkal Shel Kuchis HaAdam. Kadosh Baruch Hu preserves the balance again within each individual of various kuyichos. Umishnasan lo yetzer tov katan, a particular individual was given by Hashem a small yetzer tov. Nasan gam yetzer ra katan, he was also given a small yetzer ra. Ulehefech, the opposite is also true. Einu menase adam benisayin sheinu yechol lamoid bo mitzat kuchos nafshei. Along these lines, the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not test an individual with a nisayin that he cannot withstand. From the perspective of his kuyichos that were given to him. Harmonia misgala boilam agadol shela yiseh shamayim ba'aretz. So that great harmony that you discover in the world at large, and is expressed as in yiseh shamayim ba'aretz, matzad David haMelech alav haShalom gam benafshehi. That same harmony David saw in his own nefesh. This balance within each individual and in the world as a whole. אחר כך מונה הפרק עשרה מצבים שונים באדם. Afterwards, this parak of Tehillim enumerates 10 different states in an individual who ashuk. he's been oppressed, ra'iv, he's hungry, asur, he's been bound, iver, blinded, kafuf, bent, v'chulei, ger, yasein, v'rasha, etc. V'ein kol meni'a limtzei kol matzavim eile be'adam echad b'skufois chayav ha'shanis. There's nothing that prevents us from seeing these situations in one individual in different times of his life. He feels this and that. ובכל המצבים השונים האלה, in all of these different circumstances, הוא מרגיש בהשגחה העליונה המנהיגה איזה. He can sense the השגחה that guides him, ומשיטה לו בדיוק מה שצריך באיזה מצב, and gives him precisely what he needs under those circumstances. בשלימוס מסגלה השגחה זוהי, בזמן שהשכינה שורה באיזה המקדש. When the שכינה rests in באיזה המקדש, then this השגחה is revealed to its utmost extent. כי אז ההנהגה הרבה יעשה גלויה לאינקוין. That's the point when Hashem's involvement is more revealed to the maximum extent. Al zeu mesayim. Regarding this, the perek concludes in Leich Hashem Leilam Elokeich Tzion Ledor Vador. Mentions Tzion in particular. Ve'az yichlu kol bnei adam lakizos. Then, at that point, all humanity will be able to recognize this. Lachin az hallelujah. Then, that's an occasion for hallelujah. Then, boinei Yerushalayim Hashem nidchei Yisrael lechaneis, building Yerushalayim, gathering the exiles, zoi koyiseres perikzeh. That's the heading of this chapter. Uvoi anu emdim al sugya acheres shel hashgacha elyona. This is a different sugya in the subject of hashgacha. The subject is, the sugya is ha-historia. Uva, in history, kol megamas hashgacha elyona Yerushalayim. The entire point of human history is binyan Yerushalayim. Kol perat katan shel meor ha'ois. Every tiny detail of various events, wherever they are and whenever they are, mishtalev lesibois bilti sferois. All of these details combine into innumerable causes of the earth of the surface of Geula that eventually will bring about the Geula, v'hi binyan Yerushalayim. It's expressed as the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. B'chelek ha'rishon shel ha'perek, in the first part of this perek Tehillim, darkei hashgacha soi, speaking about various forms of hashgacha, reife lishvurei lev, Kadosh Baruch Hu heals those with broken heart, moine mispar lakoychavim, he counts the stars, shelekol koychav yesh hashpa miyuchez b'malach ha'teva, each star with its particular influence on nature. I wonder if Ernst Mach got his ideas from here. Who meoided anovim umashpil reshaim? Hakadosh Baruch Hu encourages the humble and lowers the reshaim. Mechin matar, brings around the rain. Umatzmiach chatzir, causes vegetation to grow. Ve'akol mevidegach, but all of this brings to sheshabechi Yerushalayim as Hashem v'chulei. Yerushalayim is to praise Yerushalayim Hashem. Ki chizak berhei shoraich, he strengthens your walls. Berach bonaich bekirbech and blesses your children within you. בחלק השני של המזמור, in the second part of this perek, הוא מגלה בכל תופעה בעולם דברוי. It reveals in every phenomenon in the world Hashem's word דווקא, his speech. And you see the words come again and again. השולח אמרסוי ארץ, אמרסוי is speech. עד מהרה ירוץ דברוי, his word. ישלח דברוי וימסיים, his word is sent. מגיד דבריו ליעקב. That's the theme of the second part. Next, Hallelujah Hashem min ha-shamayim, hu mabat klali al ha-briya. This is an overall perspective on the briya. Migdolei ha-yetzurim, from the very greatest of created beings, ad ha-ketanim shebaketanim, until the smallest of the small. Ha-nivroim ha-gedolim, the great briyois, ad kama shem adirim uvalei koach atzum. No matter how great they are, how powerful they are, Hallelujah Hashem Hashem, they are told over here to praise Hashem's name, ki hu tzivo v'nivro, as the pasuk puts it, he is the one who created them. Seif, seif v'nivroim, no matter how great they are created beings. Ve'im koichos atzumim ele nivroim, if these colossal forces are created, ma adir hu boiram, the implication is, how great is their creator. V'hu yisbarach v'yamidem lo'ad doylam, he establishes them forever. Chok nosam lo ya'avor, he establishes certain laws that are not to be disregarded. Vayetzurim hazeirim lefirich. In contrast, the tiny creatures that were created, ad remes vetzipor, with its insects, birds, yaluth shem Hashem ki nisgav shemoy levadoi. They also told over here to praise Hashem. Hachochma ha'atzuma sheish be'akavish harekem esrishtoi. The immense wisdom that exists in a spider that spins its web. Uvanemala uvadvara, whether it's the ant, the bee, ובגופים אפסיים כאלה, and tiny, tiny bodies, הלוי זה חוכמה עליונה כמעט בלי לבוש. This is the supreme wisdom, divine wisdom, almost without any camouflage. It's almost directly to see it. ראה על זה מאמרו הנפלא של אדמויר, see regarding this, the wondrous essay of רבי רוחם בדס חוכמה מוסר חלק א', סימן פי וו. שמענו ממנו כמה פעמים, this is a point that author made before, that we heard from רבי רוחם a number of times, כי פעם אחת נזדמן לו לבקר בגן החיות, so this is a topographical area, נזדמן. פעם אחת נזדמן לו לבקר בגן החיות. Once he happened to visit the zoo, I think this was previously the author said the zoo in Vienna, ושם נסגלו לו כל כך הרבה סודות, so many secrets were revealed to him, שכמעט כל פעם שעומד להספלל, almost every time after that, for the rest of his life, when he was about to daven, הוא נזכר בביקור, he remembers his visit to the zoo. מזה צומח כל המאמר הזה עם בירו הנפלא במזמור שלנו. From all of that sprouted his מאמר that we just cited above, worth his explanation here. שירו לשמש החדש הוא שיר על הגאולה האחרונה, that's a sheer regarding the final ultimate גאולה. Then הללו קהיל בקודשוי הוא שיר הנשמה, that's a song of the נשמה, והפרק האחרון של ספר תהילים, it happens to be the final chapter of תהילים, הגוימה, which concludes כל הנשמה תהלל יח. עשרה הללו ישנם בוי, 10 times יש הללו, ועשרה כלי שיר נזכרים בוי, 10 musical instruments are mentioned there. כל כלי פוירט על נימה מיוחדת של נשמה, each of these instruments plucks a particular strand of the נשמה, והנשמה כוללת כולן יחד, and נשמה includes all of them together. נפש, רוח ונשמה עם חלקי רוחניות שבאדם, those three components, נפש, רוח ונשמה, are the spiritual parts of the person, הנפש היא רוחניותו של הגוף, we've said this before, the נפש is a spiritual part of the גוף, הפרק שלה היה הראשון בסדרה זו אחרי השעי. The chapter that relates to the נפש is the first one after השעי, הללי נפשי יש השם. הרוח, then it comes to the רוח, ובוי כוח הדיבור והמנה, הרוח includes the power of speech and intellect, הוא המבין ומכיר את השם, that's the part of the soul, the רוח, the part that recognizes, sees השם בשיח ההיסטוריה והבריאה וצופה לגאולה, sees השם in history and within the בריאה and anticipates הגאולה, שם הפרקים הקודמים, the chapters we discussed, הנשמה היא הכוח העליון שבאדם, that's the highest point שבו אדם יכול להזדבק בקדושתו, with which a person interfaces with השם's קדושה. והוא פרק זה, it's this פרק. הללו השם בקודשוי. הללו בגבוריסם, הללו ברכיה וזוי. Then, וכל הנשמת עליה. All the נשמה, עם כל גווני וחוסי, with all of its shades and hues and powers. היא המסוגלת לחדור לסוך כל תופעה באדם ובעולם. That, the נשמה is able to penetrate into every phenomenon, whether in man or in the world, ולהרגיש ביסבו, and to sense and to detect the creator within that phenomenon. עד שחזל אומרים, to the point where חזל say, על כל נשימה ונשימה שאדם נשים, for every breath that a person takes, צריך לקליס לבורא. He should praise the creator. My tama, where do we see this? כל הנשמה תעליליה, in this פסוק. כל הנשימה תעליליה, we read it. This is in Bereshis Rabba, פרק י' דלת. גולס הקויטרס, ultimate, so to speak, the cherry on the top, the ultimate, וגם סיום הפסוקת הזמרה, and the conclusion of פסוקת הזמרה, היא שירס הים, that שירס הים, שהקדמה אלה באה מתוך דברי הימים וספר עזרה, the introduction comes from פסוקים there. שירה זו נצרה, מתוך מה שירה עשה שפחה לים, אשר יחזקאל במוזי מימיו. So this song was created out of this statement of חזל, in מחילתא, which expresses what they saw at the sea, ומתוך השגה גבוהה זוי, from this supreme perception, נוכחו לראות את היחס האמיתי, what בני ישראל saw is the real relationship בין המציאות הגשמית של עולם הזה, between this physical existence and reality of עולם הזה, ובין המציאות הרוחנית של מעשה המרכבה, and the spiritual reality of מעשה המרכבה. What it means is this, לעיני הבשר שלנו, to our eyes of flesh and blood, נדמה כי דברי העולם הזה מציאות חזקה ואמיתית. To us it seems, this world, that's reality, that's strong, that's solid, that's immediate, and we can grasp, that's reality. ואילו לרוחניות לא היינו מייחסים דווקא מציאות. We don't ascribe reality to רוחניות. רוחניות היא בעינינו יסר דבר פורח באוויר. To us, רוחניות is something luftgeschäft, something in the air, something ethereal. something that is abstract. Hakayemes biikar b'machshava shelanu. It's in our thoughts. Ulecho yoser ideas nitzchiyos. It's just ideas or whatever it is. Ve'lo yikachu b'emes. This is not how it is. Hametzius ha'amitis yor ruchanius. True reality is ruchanius. Ve'ikar b'boi reizbar, especially the Creator. Ulo masoi. In contrast, kol tzvoi hadir shel melech mitzrayim. The entire colossal army of melech mitzrayim is sus ve'rochvo echadal. It's just like a single horse and rider. That's what it is. Kol shiras hayam, all of shiras hayam, meta'eres es olyenusa ha-mochletes shel ruchaniyus. It describes the absolute superiority of ruchaniyus bismoydadayim kachos gashmiyim, as it collides with physical forces. Uvred ge'aynecha tares kamecha, in your power, your splendor. Teshalach ha'aynecha, your anger, your chalemu kakash, it consumes it like straw. Uvruach ha'pech ne'umayim. Again, the emphasis on the spiritual aspect of it, through which it defeats the physical, or overwhelms the physical. Noshavta v'ruchacha kisamayam. Uma pele, how wondrous. Kidav kakanir mezat chiyas ha'misim batura. This is one of the places where Triyas HaMesim is hinted in the Torah, in the words of Yoshir Moshe, in the future. V'davka mitoch si Ashira, it's specifically from the apex, from the peak of the song. Nilkach haketa b'shmonese, is taken the paragraph in Shmonese, ha-medaber al Triyas HaMesim, it speaks of Triyas HaMesim. Mich omoicho ba'al gevrois, u'midoy melach melech mevis umchaye. Ha'am shira'a kol hanes hazeh be'inav, the nation that saw this miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf. When Yishai Ledoim Yamazlechim, and was saved thereby from death to life. V'toich k'dei Riyas Anes, and through seeing all of this, Yis'alu Ledargas Nevoah, they rose to the level of Nevoah, Asher Nevim G'doilim Lo Yisigua, greater than Yechezkel Anovi. Heimaru Gamken, that nation also saw, Ad Heichan Aguf Im Chushav Agashmi Yechol Yisalis, how far the body with its physical senses can rise. Mamash ad shegam hu yachol lizkos l'nitzchius. They saw that the body can earn eternity also. V'guf ze, such a body ra'ui lakum l'schiyah l'chayim nitzchim l'achayim. Such a body will arise for eternal life in achayis yamim. That's what they saw. Ve'adaz, until such time as that happens, Hashem imloich l'olam bo'ed, Hashem will reign, kiblu alayim shalo l'asich datem imal chusay. They undertook, they committed themselves not to lose sight of Hashem's Malchus, that was revealed to them with such immense power. So entwined with the Shira and the theme we just discussed is the yearning for Beis HaMikdash. At the beginning of it, and Chazal, one pshat in Anveihu is Evnelo Mikdash. So right at the beginning, a reference to Mikdash. Be'emtza'a, in the middle of the Shira, Neihalta ve'ozecha in levei kodshecha. Levei kodshecha is Beis Mikdash. Uv seifa, at the end of the Shira Sayam, Mikdash Hashem konen yadecha. So in the beginning, the middle, the end. Beis Mikdash shu'emshech izgalus alayam. Beis Mikdash is the extension of Hashem's revelation by the sea, v'ashira aleha, and the song that was sung. Sham yiru bechush, they in Beis Mikdash, they'll see tangibly, bechol adoris, in all generations, ki Hashem yuloch l'olam ba'ed. That's the end of Pesukei Dezimra. And we conclude with a bracha Hashem, and we concluded with a bracha HaBoicher B'Shirei Zimra, the one who chooses these songs of praise, HaTzimchim Mireyach Ushis. These songs grow out of a tangible vision, Shoiz Baruch Melech Eil Chei HaOlamim. He is the King of all worlds. Adkan.